In the United States, a five-day test of emergency preparedness began today in case of another terrorist attack on American soil. In Seattle, a mock dirty bomb sent imaginary radiation over the city. Tomorrow in Chicago, an undisclosed number of citizens will feign signs of plague. The exercises are intended to show how well, or how poorly, local police, fire, and health officials communicate and coordinate with each other and with federal agencies. It is the largest and the most comprehensive simulation of its kind in this country. NPR's Wendy Kaufman is in Seattle. Wendy, tell us what happened today.
Well, Robert, at about noon Seattle time, there was an explosion and a big bang. And within about 20 minutes, the mock authorities realized that it was a dirty bomb, that radiation was being detected. What happened very quickly after the bomb exploded was the first responders, police, and firefighters got into the scene. They came in with the real trucks, the real gear. There were actors playing the roles of victims. There were people trapped in the rubble, and they went through the exercise of triaging victims, of trying to decontaminate people who had been contaminated by the radiation. They had set up showers outside for decontamination. And so they went through the physical aspects of what a real bomb scenario would have been like. We're told that in this, again, this is a test. In this test, two people were killed, 150 were injured, and about 90 of them were sent to area hospitals.
And how do the officials who ran this test, how do they describe the point of the whole thing?
The point of it is to see how well you can coordinate a massive exercise with state, federal, and local authorities. You have dozens of agencies, the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, the local fire department, the local police department, the surrounding communities, the Department of Ecology, Energy, and so on and so forth. Could those people all get together, and if there were a real disaster, talk to each other, communicate with each other, and work with each other? And could they make smart decisions in real time that would be in the best interest of the citizens?
Why Seattle and Chicago?
Well, the first thing we should say is the test was a congressionally mandated test, and Seattle jumped at the chance to do it. It's being funded primarily with federal dollars, and the city viewed it as a chance to really test its own emergency preparedness. Experts here say that Seattle is a potential target. We have visible symbols like the Space Needle. We have Microsoft. We have Boeing. We have a huge unprotected port. We have a major border with Canada, both land and water. And in that sense, we are viewed as somewhat vulnerable. So it was kind of a logical thing for the city of Seattle to take on. Chicago took it on because it's a major metropolitan area, and obviously it thought it could gain something as well.
Well, if the point of doing this in Seattle today was to learn about communication and coordination, what has been learned so far?
Well, so far we've learned that there were some communication glitches. Some of the police officers were not able to talk to other law enforcement and firefighters. They were not on the same frequency. People tell me that happens all the time, and it's really a major issue in a real response situation. So that's something they might want to work on. The other thing that was kind of interesting is they sent the first responders in right away and discovered 20 minutes later that they were being exposed to radiation. About 25 of them or so were, in fact, exposed to radiation in this mock attack. They may want to rethink how they approach that if there were another suspected terrorist attack.
Wendy Kaufman telling us about today's simulated terrorist attack in Seattle. Thank you very much, Wendy.
You're welcome, Robert.